In this week's Cut Newsline, two cuts. Both cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
And again, because of the broad definition of navigable waters in the Clean Water Act, along with the logic that the court took to get to its decision, this will essentially cover all terrestrial applications of pesticides. So if this decision is stayed, then every farmer or applicator will have to get a Clean Water Act permit. That involves public hearings, it involves reporting, it involves monitoring, and there's also an allowance for citizen litigation, which is one of the most onerous parts of this decision.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
So the April 9th deadline is the deadline for EPA, the government, or other petitioners to request a rehearing. The January 7th decision was made by three judges of a 15-judge panel. So what we're requesting is that the whole panel of 15 judges review this case. Concurrent with that request, there's also a request for a stay of the mandate. In other words, the court's decision wouldn't become effective for at least 18 months to 2 years or more so that EPA can figure out how to deal with the situation, because currently they have no kind of permitting system to deal with pesticides.